Civilian von Y-Oak. Von ihrer letzten Platte Civilian. Mittlerweile ist Album Nummer 4 ganz frisch draußen. Shriek heißt das. Und damit sind Jen Wesner und Andy Stackets auf Tour. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido, präsentiert von uns von Flux FM. Jetzt sind die beiden aber erstmal hier. Wir sprechen über die Tour, wie das neue Material ankommt, das Weglassen der Gitarre und das Umsatteln auf dem Bass. Welcome Jen Wesner and Andy Stack. It's a pleasure having you here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
How are you? Where did you spend your last days? Do you remember the places you've been to?
It's hard to remember sometimes, mm-hmm. but I do. We were just in Hamburg. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were in Köln. We were in. We played 3 festivals:
Mannheim,
Neustrelitz,
Dortmund, Immergutfest. We're just doing circles around Germany right now.
Yeah, we realized today
every spot everywhere.
We realized today that we were driving through some construction on the highway, mm-hmm. and we were like, oh. We were here 3 days ago. This is strange.
Yeah, you don't miss a spot. Mm. And you've been to Immergut Festival in Neustrelitz. Future Islands have been playing there as well.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to catch up? You've been on tour, right?
We've been on tour. We keep missing Future Islands by a day. Everywhere we go, we played all the festivals we play, but just the day before and the day after. But it's okay. We live in the same place, so we'll see them later.
All right. Then now, congrats on your fabulous new album, Shriek. How does it feel to have it released and tour with the new material? I've read that especially you, Jen, have been quite nervous just to perform the first new tracks and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been performing these songs now for a few months. Mm-hmm. At the start, it was very, very difficult, and there was a lot of wondering whether it would even work at all.
Yeah.
But we've had some fun times figuring it all out. And I think we're finally getting to the point where we're a little bit more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. I mean, last night even, we had one of our songs. We're using a lot of electronic elements. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when you incorporate technology, things can go wrong.
Yeah.
So some of it is just out of your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And we talked about the new material because it has a bit of a change. When your first song popped up, all the blocks went nuts and wrote, oh my God, they are so not going to use the guitar anymore. Jen is using the bass now and everyone went crazy. I was like, oh my God, how does it sound? Have you been as excited as the people writing about it, or was it for you quite a natural process to leave everything? Because it sounds, in the end, it sounds perfect. You don't need a
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I think I had a lot of confidence that once people heard it, that they would understand that the essence of what we have always done is still very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think people get so attached to the idea of something. And it turns out, I mean, to me, that idea of this aesthetic element, this sort of surface level thing, has never been a fundamental part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think people who have been drawn to our music, whether they realize it or not, it's been because of the songs, the way the songs are structured, the way that they're designed, the tension and release that we sort of build into them. I wasn't really worried about it because I felt like once people heard the record, they would understand that it's in that way, it's fundamentally still the same.
But of course, you've been nervous. With the first shows,
sure,
of course.
Yeah,
because it's something new. But it's not like you used some bubbly electronica, which is totally not what people know as Y-Oak.
It's the same kind of thing. It's, and I think people made a much bigger deal of it than it was to me. To me, I was much more nervous before it even existed because I was nervous that I would never be able to write another song again. So that was a much bigger, I mean, having some people not like the thing that you make is way less terrifying to me than not being able to make it at all.
Yeah. It's like destroying your life or your job or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much more to me than just a paycheck or just, something for others. It's for me. And if I can't do it, I feel incomplete. So, I was so happy and grateful that the record existed and that I was able to write it and make it that I honestly, what people really thought about it was kind of secondary to my own joy and relief that I was able to even do it at all.
I've read that this isn't the only chance, leaving away the guitar. Andy, I read that on the live sets you just made some changes because you're well known for playing with one hand on the keys and on the other hand with the bass drums and stuff. What did change on your live performances?
Yeah, if you watch the band play, it doesn't probably look a whole lot different than it has in the past. There's still only two of us on stage. There's still you know, Jen's playing bass instead of guitar, yeah. but it's, you know, still a stringed instrument. I'm playing drums and keys and doing various other, you know, electronic things, different triggers and samplers and whatnot. I think the difference is that this new record, Shriek, it's got a lot more synthesizers, different electronic mm-hmm. elements going on, and it was a real challenge for us to bring that to the live setting and keep it feeling like a band, like an organic entity. That yeah. it's not that we're just triggering tracks. We're not just you know, hitting play yeah. and doing some kind of karaoke or something. Like we really,
it's handmade still.
Yeah, like, it's really important to us yeah. that it feels like it's two people making music in real time.
Mm-hmm. So, our sound man put it really well, I think, the other day. He was like, well, yes, there's obviously a lot of electronic components, mm-hmm. but if you guys just drop dead on stage,
yeah.
the song wouldn't keep playing.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah, so we yeah. have to do it. We still have to make it happen with our bodies.
Yeah, then let's have a listen. I picked a track of your new LP Shriek. Hier sind Y Oak mit Glory. Und gleich quatschen wir noch ein bisschen weiter. Und natürlich gibt's noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Lied. Glory von Y Oak. Jen Wesner und Andy Stack sind bei mir im Studio. Heute Abend spielen sie im Lido. Dafür habe ich gleich noch Tickets für euch. Vorher sprechen wir noch über die Musikvideos zu den Songs von ihrer neuen Platte Shriek, das Albumcover und den Prozess des Schreibens am neuen Material. Now that you two are touring together and you spend a lot of time together, it's quite different to the writing process. For Shriek, you've been separated because you, Andy, moved away. And did that confront you with another way of writing on the new songs, or is it a regular process you basically use that you don't spend all the time together while writing on new songs?
It was rather new for us, but in a way that I maybe couldn't have anticipated how important it was to the growth that I've experienced, I think. It ended up being a huge asset for me personally. Since we were separate from one another geographically, if I had an idea that I wanted to share, I'd have to realize it. And so taking a lot of the control over those, the production and the recording, you're sort of integrating that into the writing process from the beginning. And for me, I found that it allowed me to work with more interesting, difficult, complex ideas from the, you know, in the writing process because I was building these songs from scratch, you know. So, it ended up being, I think, a really important thing, and it ended up being the reason why I think these songs are some of the best songs I've ever made. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say I wouldn't do it any differently, even if we somehow lived in the same place again.
Yeah, so it's like set for the next songs that you will be separated and not...
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Maybe we'll be living in the same place, and yeah. then we'll just be pretend. Like, okay, you yeah. go into this room over yeah. here, and I'll go into the other room, yeah. and we'll just...
yeah.
Come up with ideas.
I can hear
on
you.
Our...
No, I don't want this. yeah. I need to talk with you about the music videos because I totally fell in love with the Glory video and the video for the Tower. Especially the Tower reminds me a bit of the Wizard of Oz when they just start yeah. all the dancing and everything, and Glory just matches perfect with the music and the ice cream and everything. It's really, really great. But how important are music videos for you and finding the right ones to direct the music videos?
You know, I think they're an important part of the marketing. It's not like we specifically are like...
We need a music
we
video.
We have to get a music video. But one thing I will say is that we've had people who are very good friends or loved ones who have done both of those videos, and pretty much all the videos we've done in the past were good friends, and we just happen to have some really talented... people around us who made those videos and who have demented minds who come up with really
but
weird
are you
ideas.
Involved in that process, or do you say no, I just do it and then show us a final script and we say yes or no?
We weigh in on stuff, but I think the best way that I feel to make something that you're excited about and proud of is to find someone that's really good at what they do and then let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because you don't necessarily have to have control over every aspect, especially for us. We're not visually You know, that's not our strength.
No.
You know, we make the music and we find people who are really talented, who we trust, who we're excited to work with, and we just give them free rein to make something awesome. And that's the way that we've come up with the videos that we like the most.
Now that we talk a bit about the art, I just want to talk about the album artwork, the album cover. It's an old picture of you, Andy, I've heard, whipping down the skin around your eyes and pushing up your cheeks. It's like a regular scary face kids used to do. How did you come up with that old piece of a photograph? Or is it something your parents or grandparents just always show around the table when you are at home and everyone is having a good laugh about it?
I think that I didn't know that existed until a couple of years ago, and I came across that photograph, I guess, going through some old boxes or something at my parents' house. And then my fiance, who actually also directed the music video for Glory, and she did the artwork for it, and she did the drawing of me doing that face, and then Jen and I saw it, and
She sent it over. I was actually working on tracking the record, the vocals for the record, in a cabin in the woods somewhere, and she sent it over, and at that point we had been working with her on another piece for the cover, but she sent that and she was like, oh, I just did this, I thought it was cool, you know, maybe you want to use it for a t-shirt or something. And as soon as I saw it, I was immediately like, stop working on the other thing, this is the cover. Exactly the way it is, it's done, that's it. It was one of those things where it was love at first sight. I saw it and I immediately, it embodied everything about this record that I had been thinking about and experiencing. It was just like the perfect image. I think she maybe read my mind, actually.
Yeah, kind of scary, but it's really brilliant.
She's a very instinctive person, so I bet I wouldn't be surprised if she just knew exactly what I wanted.
All right, so tonight is your show at Lido. What is coming up next? You have a lot of touring in front of you, or is it like the final chapter now, going through Europe, and then you got some free time?
I think we're about the halfway point now. We've been touring since the beginning of March, and we'll be touring until the end of September, with a little break here and there, but we've got a ways to go.
All right.
So we've been going back and forth between the U.S. and Europe. When we're done, we're here for most of June, and then we're in the States touring for most of July. And it doesn't really stop.
Yeah, it's busy, but it's good. It's good because your album is great.
Thank you.
And the people
Thank
want to see
so
your
much.
Life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for stopping by. And now let me give away some tickets for tonight's show.
Please
heute,
do.
Heute Abend spielen Y-Oak im Lido. Tickets gibt's noch an der Abendkasse oder jetzt hier zu gewinnen. Ruft einfach an unter Berlin 2000-9000, Berlin 2000-9000, und mit etwas Glück steht ihr heute Abend auf der Gästeliste vom Lido. Ich habe mit Jen Wesner und Andy Stack über die neue Platte Shriek gesprochen. Thank you very much for stopping by.
It Thanks was a for pleasure having
you here. And now we are listening to another song, the title track, Y-Oak mit Shriek.